This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Hi, this is Robert Reese, and welcome to CEO Forum. This week, you'll learn with over 500,000 listeners the secrets of success from top CEOs. No sound bites, no gotchas. Instead, you'll hear direct insights, stories, and wisdom on personal leadership and on growing your business. Unfiltered and straight from the most successful CEOs. Hope you enjoy. And if you miss a CEO interview, you can hear any on our website. www.ceoforum.ceo.
Hello, America. I'm Robert Reese, and welcome to CEO Show. And we're here today with Kevin Basner. How are you?
Robert, I'm doing terrific today. How about yourself?
I'm doing good. And we are in crazy times, but I guess times are always crazy. But what you like to hear, everyone, is a bit of stability, because Kevin is the president and CEO of the famous A&W restaurants, and I want to congratulate you. Last year, you became the first restaurant in history, the restaurant chain, to turn 100. So, happy birthday to you!
Well, thanks, Robert. We had a terrific year celebrating our 100th with our franchise partners throughout not only the country but across the globe, and It was a lot of fun. So we are officially now a second century, what we call a second century growth brand, because we are growing and we are very optimistic about our second century as a restaurant company.
And if anyone does get the chance, I read it's probably somewhere online, spectacular book of the 100 years of A&W. And it really is a taste of Americana, all the quotes and how everyone's changed with the time and how it fed into the whole fabric of our nation.
Yeah, that was our team put together last year for our 100th anniversary. We told our 100 years from the eyes and the voice of our consumer and team members from across the country from over the years. So it was unique, and it is available for purchase, with proceeds going to the Disabled American Vets, which is an organization that we have been supportive of for a number of years. And it's in our history, really back from the beginning, when our founder welcomed veterans home from World War I in a parade in Lodi, California. So we have a long history with veterans. So proceeds from our 100-year book go to the Disabled American Vets Project. So
that's really important. What made you select the Disabled American Veterans? It's very close to my heart, by the way, but from your perspective as CEO.
Well, a couple of things. One is, as a brand, we have a long history, as I said, with veterans, dating back to our founder and over the years. And it's hard to find any family that does not have a veteran or associated with a veteran. So, and particularly with our restaurants that are really located very much in smaller town USA. And so that association with veterans. And the other thing with DAV is really the work that they do and in helping veterans get benefits that they are entitled to. If you've ever tried to work your way through the VA, for example, to get benefits, it is not easy. And these guys really help veterans. They don't give them handouts. They help them get, with small things like transportation to get to a VA hospital, they help them get benefits. And they spend very little money on advertising and fundraising. So the bulk of their money that they get is used to help those veterans get the benefits that they so truly have earned and deserved. So that's why the DAV.
And is there a website that someone goes to if they're interested in the book? And then I'm going to shift gears, but I think this is really important, especially that you're giving to Disabled American Vets.
Yeah, they can get access through our website, awrestaurants.com, and there would be a link to the organization, Craig Specialties, that distributes that book on our behalf. And again, all proceeds from that book go to Disabled American Vets.
Now, what's interesting is I'm going to share something about A&W's history. Maybe you don't even know, but maybe you do. So I was interviewing someone, and he told me that his parents got started. When I was speaking with Bill, he said, well, yeah, my parents started at an A&W stand in Washington, D.C., and that man is Bill Marriott, who, this is 7,000 hotel buildings later, their humble beginnings came from an A&W stand. I don't know if you knew that or not.
I did know that, and I do know that. So, J.W. Marriott.
And I want to interrupt and say, he is Bill, or if you actually always call him Mr. Marriott, is very proud of those days. He has a big smile on his face every time he tells you about his parents and their beginning and what they learned from the A&W stand.
No, that's absolutely
1927,
right.
1927, I believe.
1927. They're among the first franchisees of Allen & Wright, which are our founders. And
that's right.
They did a concept called A&W Hot Shops in the D.C. area, in the Maryland area. And, in fact, if you go to, there's some Marriott restaurant that was just one in D.C. Several months ago at a conference, and on their menu at their coffee shop, they had some hot shop favorites on their coffee shop menu from the day which they were an A&W franchisee, including A&W Root Beer Floats.
That's great. What is the secret of the root beer, by the way?
Well, if I told you, it wouldn't be a secret, would it, Robin?
it's just me and 600,000 other people. Come on.
The secret is, there's a couple of secrets that I can share with you. One of which is, it is made from all natural ingredients, no preservatives in the concentrate that we use to make the A&W root beer. And it's essentially the same recipe since 1919. So essentially the same recipe, and I say essentially because a few ingredients have been tweaked over the years, but essentially the recipe is the same. There are no preservatives, so there is a limited shelf life on the product, and we make the root beer fresh in all of our restaurants around the world on a regular, generally on a daily basis and multiple times throughout the day, using real cane sugar. So no, you know, high fructose corn syrup, no artificial sweeteners, but real cane sugar, no preservative, made fresh in the restaurant on a daily basis.
The secret is you got to put a vanilla scoop of ice cream in there. That's the way to go in my book. That's what I
Well, it is, but Robert, you got to be careful. You got to be careful that there's a secret to making a float, and that's root beer first, ice cream second.
Oh.
And
well,
if you want to know what I'm talking about, put a scoop of ice cream in a glass and then pour root beer over it, and you will get a root beer float volcano.
Sounds like a science project. After break, which we're going to take in a minute, we're going to talk about innovation. But let me ask you, what is it you're proudest about the organization? You've a minute until break, and then we'll talk about innovation and culture.
What I am most proud about this organization and the just over eight years I've been back in the company since we did the acquisition from Yum is our franchise partners that get up every single day and go into their restaurants and manage a very, very difficult business with a lot of pride, with an emphasis on quality. And those franchise partners are really the linchpin of our organization and make it work every single day. And from 8-plus years ago till today, they just do not give up, and there's no truer testament to that than in the middle of this crisis, this pandemic that we're in, and how they just get up every day and constantly give back to their community that they live and work in, and frankly they have no choice. If they do not work in their restaurants, they don't eat, right, so to speak. So it's really our franchise partners. I would put all of our success that we've had and we've enjoyed over the years on their tenacity and their big hearts.
This is Robert Greece on the CEO Show. When we come back, you'll actually hear, if you do want to become a franchisee, how to do so. But then we're going to talk about innovation and culture at A&W Restaurants, the first restaurant chain to reach their 100th birthday. Back in a few.
Would you like to host your own radio program or podcast? Park City Productions, 06604, is a Bridgeport, Connecticut-based radio broadcast solutions company. Follow us on Instagram, like us on Facebook, and subscribe to our YouTube channel. That's Park City Productions, 06604. Call us at 203-522-8801.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Nikki, great product. Have to try it for a few months to see results. After taking Extendovite for about 6 months, I have noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from carpal tunnel. I will continue to buy the product. Ken Peaks, 5 out of 5 stars. Works as advertised. This formula is very powerful. Be careful to follow directions. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure has stabilized and my lower edema has reduced. Lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. Thank you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Hi, this is Robert Reese on the CEO Show, and we're here today with Kevin Basner, who's the president and CEO of A&W Restaurants, about 900 restaurants. We heard about the franchisees being the heart, and if someone wants to become a franchisee, how do they do that?
Well, there's numbers of ways. The easiest way is to contact us through one of our websites, awrestaurants.com or awfranchising.com. And we'd be happy to engage in a conversation. We have a lot of positive things to share about the opportunities in the industry, and specifically with A&W Restaurants and some of the successes we've been enjoying and continue to enjoy as we enter our second century as a growth brand.
So let's talk about the concept of innovation. How does something like innovation tie into a company with such a deep history and someone who still uses the same recipe from 1919 for the all-natural root beer?
Yeah, innovation is interesting. We can't escape it, and we can leverage it for our business, and are leveraging it, and in some cases accelerating some of that innovation during this pandemic because of consumer demand. So in our industry, I would say one of the biggest things in recent history has been and continues to be off-premise dining, whether that be through online ordering and pickup, whether that be through delivery, which has been a huge mantra in our industry for the last several years. And that leading to and including things like catering to larger groups. And this coronavirus pandemic that we're currently in, and it will pass over time, has really accelerated the consumer's use of that technology, if you may, that has changed the landscape of our industry. And that change has accelerated literally in these past 6 weeks, Robert.
So it is very interesting how you have this culture that you're talking about. And I know you've about, when you add everyone up, about 15,000 people. What is the secret to building this one team, as you call it, culture?
Yeah, we do call it one team culture. And it really, historically, A&W, if you were to do a word club, and you talk to those 15,000 people, particularly if you brought it down to 1,000, 1,500 people that long-term with the company, with the brand, that are operating restaurants, that are franchise partners, the one word cloud that would come up would be family. And so with that as a backdrop, when we got back involved, when I got back involved in business at the end of 2011, we used that and into a one-team theme and say, you know, all stakeholders working together towards a common goal. And in our cases, when we did the acquisition in 2011, our key shareholders are our U.S. Franchise Association and our largest international franchisee. And they got together to do this acquisition and help ask me to come back to help them do it and then lead the company, because of their interest in protecting their livelihoods for generations. They were looking to protect their business interests, not as an investment, but as their livelihood. So that one team will get together. So our shareholders are also our franchise partners, and our franchise partners are our customers. So when you take that and then you include our supply chain, which is very, very important to us, that one team culture just sort of naturally emerge. And how it manifests itself, or how we keep that one team culture going, is really the transparency. I would say over communication, particularly in these times of crisis, but certainly strong communication, but the good and the bad. And I could give you multiple examples of that, how we engage with our franchise partners literally on a weekly basis in the middle of this pandemic crisis, multiple times throughout the course of the week, talking to them, advising them, directing them as to things they can do with their business so that we can survive. And our mantra has been, we're going to work on this together as one team, so that we all get to the other side and continue on with our lives post-pandemic.
Now, when you get to the other side, what's your vision of what A&W will look like? Will it have changed in any way post-pandemic? Will it stay the same? What's your take?
It'll definitely change. It'll definitely change. I mean, as I look into my crystal ball, one of the, you know, this innovation with off-premise, whether it be delivery or online ordering and pickup, is definitely accelerated. There, you know, given the longevity of our system, we have a core customer that historically is the baby boomers, myself, right, my generation, the baby boomers, and transitioning, keeping that customer and transitioning to the millennial Gen Z, right? This pandemic, if you may, this crisis has accelerated use of technology, particularly among boomers, that are going to stay with our industry for a long time and change our business model to more off-premise. So we've got a lot of focus on that off-premise now. And the other thing that really our industry is, while it's really devastated given this pandemic, but there are opportunities on the other side of that. I mean, there's three or four things that were major challenges to our industry coming into this pandemic that have changed dramatically. One is the oversaturation of restaurants. Today, about 40% of restaurants are closed, and it's expected that 10, maybe more than 10% of restaurants will never reopen or will fail as a result of this pandemic. So it'll ease some of that saturation. The second thing that was affecting our industry was availability and cost of real estate. Well, there's going to be a lot of real estate opportunities available on the other side of this. And then thirdly is the labor situation. Biggest challenge, I've been in the industry for 50 years, and I've never seen the pressures of labor that we had last year and in the last couple of years, ever in my 50 years in the industry. Well, unfortunately, that has changed dramatically. And so I think those three areas have changed our view, have changed my view on what the future of our company is in our industry. That, along with the innovation, particularly on this off-premise dining, I think are areas that are really, really going to really do present opportunities for us as we come out of this. And that's what we're getting from entrepreneurs that we're talking to that are interested in getting into the system. They see and already are feeling some of those real estate opportunities that I talk about, and they want to get involved in business. And we're engaged with people and talking to people literally every single day, Robert, about getting involved with this iconic brand.
And I must say, our time is up, but it certainly sounds like if I was looking for a franchise partner opportunity, what great stability and what part of Americana and part of the future like A&W restaurants. Kevin, congratulations and good luck towards the next 100 years.
Robert, appreciate the conversation, appreciate the time, and thank you much, and stay safe, my friend.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. $1 billion businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than two decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Hand sanitizer is not an option. It's now a must-have. But where can you find it? Online at 2020safe.net. The highest quality hand sanitizer that destroys microorganisms and prevents transmission of pathogens. Now available in a 1-liter bottle with a bonus at 2020safe.net. When you order a 1-liter bottle of our high-quality hand sanitizer, you'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $14.95 value, free by using code GCN at checkout. 2020safe.net offers many natural products to help support health and help you live a more fulfilled life. From germ-zapping hand sanitizer to immune-building nutraceuticals to natural stress, anxiety, and sleep aids, 2020safe.net has what you need in stock today. Just click 2020safe.net, that's 2020safe.net, to get our 1-liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your bonus free 30-count bottle of Immune Booster. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours free. Go now to 2020safe.net.
Hand sanitizer is not an option. It's now a must-have. But where can you find it? Online at 2020safe.net. The highest quality hand sanitizer that destroys microorganisms and prevents transmission of pathogens. Now available in a 1-liter bottle with a bonus at 2020safe.net. When you order a 1-liter bottle of our high-quality hand sanitizer, you'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $14.95 value, free by using code GCN at checkout. 2020safe.net offers many natural products to help support health and help you live a more fulfilled life. From germ-zapping hand sanitizer to immune-building nutraceuticals to natural stress, anxiety, and sleep aids, 2020safe.net has what you need in stock today. Just click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1-liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your bonus free 30-count bottle of Immune Booster. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours free. Go now to 2020safe.net.
Hello, America. I'm Robert Reese, and welcome to CEO Show.
We're here today with Brian Gallagher. How are you, Brian?
I'm good, Robert. How are you doing?
I'm doing well as well. And, you know, last we interviewed, we were in a more of a normal time. So we're going to talk a lot about managing in crisis. Before we do, just want to clarify, everyone has heard of the United Way. It's actually the size of a Fortune 500 company with almost $5 billion a year. Why do you see the United Way as being different than any other organization in the world? And I think that sets the tone for then when we talk about what you're doing these days.
Yeah, I think the two things that set us apart, no one's really unique, but sets us apart is that we're a globally local organization. And what I mean by that, we've got 1,800 local United Ways in 41 countries, but we operate as one brand. And so we've got overarching rules on governance, on financial management, on ethics. But we're very local in terms of having volunteer boards, professional staff teams, you know, very focused on their own issues. You know, you can focus on healthcare issues, for instance, and they're very different in Mumbai than they are in New York City. So we're globally local is the way that I would describe that. I think the other thing that makes us really unique is that we're not special interest oriented. You know, we're not a seniors organization. We're not a youth organization. We're not a housing organization. We're a community organization. So in some ways, we were built for this crisis in that everybody's suffering at the same time. We all suffer differently because some of us have way more means than others. But we're an organization that defines our success if our communities are successful. So you see United Way's responding to all sorts of different issues in their communities based on what is most required at the time. So, you know, we're a shape-shifting organization, if you will.
So let's talk about exactly what you're doing. Probably your business completely changed in early March. Is that about right? Or
that is right. Every, you know, everything pivoted to COVID. It's, you know, as you mentioned, we raise a lot of money every year. We're the largest privately supported nonprofit in the world. We generate about $5 billion annually, and that goes across the gamut of homelessness, job training, mentoring, so forth. That whole fundraising mechanism now has been turned toward the response to the COVID crisis, both health-related crisis and economic crisis. So that whole fundraising infrastructure is now moved to the response because that's what is most critical in our communities right now.
Now, what's interesting is you are connected in your global local model with a lot of CEOs. What are they talking about with you as the greatest needs during these critical times?
Twofold, really. One is, like us, they're very focused on their workforce. You know, we're all focused on can we keep people employed? That's both good for the economy and good for our organizations. But in an interesting sort of way, companies have really pivoted or re-emphasized the most vulnerable in their communities. You know, community or corporate social responsibility has become, you know, pretty customized by company. You know, some are very focused on global issues. Some are very focused on education and job training. Some are very focused on the environment. Right now, it's basic human need. And so we've had long-term relationships with companies like UPS and Deloitte and the National Football League and so forth. And we do lots of things with those companies, but almost entirely now our conversations with those companies are, what can we do to help your employees and what can we do to help the people in the communities where you work, help the people that are most vulnerable?
So give me an example. Let's say Deloitte, for example, and they may have somewhat similar structure to you in how they're laid out globally.
Yeah, so Puneet Renjan, who's the global CEO of Deloitte, was our board chair for 3 years up until the end of last year. And Deloitte, Puneet and I have talked about how do we take advantage of the fact that Deloitte is obviously a very local, global firm as well. And what we've constructed is an overarching approach to the people in communities that are most impacted economically right now. And that means restaurant employees, that means musicians in New Orleans, that means, you know, people who may or may not get access to unemployment insurance, or, you know, may or may not get access to the small business loans that are being made available in the U.S. They have a huge workforce in India. And so essentially what we're doing with Deloitte is charging our two enterprises to work on the local level to identify those that are in those gaps, and to make sure that the fundraising that we do together and the advocacy work that we do together is focused on local need that adds up to a global change. So it's Deloitte's a great example of that. Wells Fargo and we are very focused on financial stability and access to banking services. We have connections through local nonprofits that identify those that are kind of operating on the fringe of that network. We're making sure that we're connecting working income families that get access to capital and to income. So we've essentially taken these long-standing relationships and turned them to local communities and basic human need.
So let's say when you're talking about Wells Fargo, there has been a significant financial impact across the board, and we went into drastic volatility. How do you make the decisions of how you're going to help a company like Wells Fargo and the whole process there? You're probably dealing at the CEO level, so you're figuring out what happens there, but how do you do that?
What we end up doing is, you're right, we talk at the CEO level, we talk at the C-suite level, we frame out what we think is the biggest and the best use of our relationship, and then we charge our teams. So, for instance, in a Wells Fargo's case, we say that we know we want to deal with those that are most vulnerable financially, and we construct an overarching strategy to do that. But then we ask their corporate social responsibility folks, their foundation folks, and we engage our local major markets across the U.S. in this case, and we share with them what it is we're trying to achieve, and we ask them to build plans to do that market by market. So it's not a cookie cutter, you know, kind of jamming it down our enterprises. But instead, at the C-suite level, you create the overarching strategy and you execute it on the ground, and you let their market leaders and our market leaders customize it, because these cities, as you know, are dramatically different in terms of, you know, how strong is the mayor? How does the state play into it? Are they communities that have real corporate and business structure, or is it more small businesses? It really depends on the market. So you got to leave some real design room for the local market leaders. So, and honestly, you know, that's the best way to work in my world generally. And right now, given the crisis, it's almost the only way to work.
Mm. And Brian, if there's any CEO listening in and they want to get involved with the United Way at some capacity, how would they do that?
Well, I'm easy to find at the CEO level. Just reach out to me at brian.gallagher@uww.unitedway.org. I read all my own emails. I answer my emails just like they, as a CEO, they then would get their teams involved. But I'm accessible. I learned a long time ago that great work is on the back of relationships. And so reach out to me directly, and I can connect our team with your team to make sure that we create mutual value.
And there's a great sign of a true leader, someone who's being truly accessible in times like these. We're going to take a commercial break. When we come back, we're going to talk about Brian's leadership philosophy and how it has shifted or not shifted during times under crisis. Back in a few.
From Philly to Fresno, Brooklyn to Boston, Data Cable Superstars has the best prices on installation of Cat 5 and Cat 6 wiring for cameras, computers, phone, and data. Specializing in off-peak installs as to not interrupt your workflow. If this is an I need it done yesterday situation, then it's time to call Data Cable Superstars at 203-942-1427 or go to datacablesuperstars.com. That's datacablesuperstars, all one word, .com. Data Cable Superstars, where estimates and big ideas are always free.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than Front Sight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from Front Sight's world-class instructors, led by Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at Front Sight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population, guaranteed. And now, you and your family can train at Front Sight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter frontsight.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. Frontsight, America's gun training destination.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than two decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you, and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
Hi, this is Robert Reese on the CEO Show, and we're here today with Brian Gallagher, who is the CEO of the United Way. So we were talking about this whole pandemic. Let's talk about what is your standard leadership style, and has that changed any in terms of leading under crisis?
Yeah, it's a great question. You know, like all CEOs, I think we've all learned that you get way better as a leader if you surround yourself with really, really talented people. So you start with that. You make sure that, you know, do you have the right people in the right places? And I find that I focus almost entirely on vision, strategy, relationships, development opportunities. But what I find in crisis is I turn on my operating instinct a little more directly.
Mm.
How are we taking the strategy to ground? And are we, because when times are this volatile and this dynamic, you get a series of questions, strategic questions that are being raised constantly. And so I find myself in touch almost daily with our key management team and even operators. Local market CEOs, our digital people, our impact people, our marketing and communications people, not to tell them or direct them on how to do their jobs, but for me to understand what their operating reality is. It's hard for me to lead if I don't have a sense of what challenges they have in front of them right now. I can guess, but I'm spending more time listening to people on the ground and to people in my own organization who are sometimes two or three levels down from me, because that's where it's happening right now.
So is this through one-on-one conversations, through phone calls or Zoom? Is it through surveys? How do you get your best information to know what's on the ground so you could focus on your operational focus?
What's interesting about crises is that folks will tell you, you know, in day-to-day operation, you have to fight to get the information to come to you. It seems to me that there are people in all organizations whose job it is to make sure the CEO doesn't hear that, hear whatever it is. And
CEOs hate that.
Some hate it.
And they hate it. Silos and everything. But it sounds like, really, Brian, the key is now you're getting better, more genuine information on a regular basis so you're able to act quicker and think things through.
It's exactly right. We have this, we lead a network called 211 in the United States. It's a three-digit dial-up, like 911 for non-emergency calls. We're taking 75,000 calls a day right now. That's on
feel it.
75,000 calls. And if you look at the Bay Area of San Francisco, when it was a hotspot, it was all COVID-related calls. Should I get tested? I don't have a medical home. I don't have insurance. And then it shifts to economic crisis. I've lost my job. I need help with rent, with food, with utilities. And what 211 is, it points folks to which food pantry has food right now. Which shelters actually have a bed.
Fantastic.
And what I do is, if I don't reach down into the organization and ask our head of 211, you know, what are the calls telling us right now? What are we hearing right now? Then it makes it very difficult for me and us to go to the Congress and the White House and governor's offices to say, this is what we're hearing. I've got to stay I've got to stay current. Again, I'm not trying to do their jobs. I'm just trying to absorb what it is that they know. And it makes me more effective in my job.
So when is your think time? When do you synthesize all this information and determine what actions to take? Is it at night, morning?
My think time used to be my commuting time.
Mm-hmm.
But my commute now is 31 seconds. So I would commute when I was traveling. I'm not traveling now. I used to spend 160 nights a year on the road, and all those airlines trips, that's when I would write. That's when I would think. That's when I would read. My commute in the morning and evening when I'm at home was listening to music and thinking and reflecting. What I'm doing now is I'm trying to take my exercise time to use that. I'm also a person that probably, I don't know, 8 or 9 years ago, I started meditating. And meditation, as it turns out, is really not some mystical experience. It's essentially just be quiet for a while, and at least in my experience, and allow your mind to get cleared. And what happens to me after I do that, and I might do that several times a day, even in 10 or 12 minute increments, is that's when more reflective thought makes its way in after that.
Okay. So, I have a question.
Yeah.
I have been unable to meditate. My mind is too busy.
Yeah.
How do you do? I've been trying for years, but I can't. How do you do it? This is great advice for CEOs.
Here's the tip that I was given that has been most helpful to me, is that anybody who sits down to try to do it can't get their head and their mind uncluttered, especially type A CEOs. Your mind, at least my mind, is going constantly. And somebody once said to me, you know, accept the fact that as you sit down and start your meditation, that you're going to have a bunch of thoughts that keep coming in. Don't beat yourself up over it. Just recognize that thought came in and let it go. And then the next one comes in, let it go. And after you've done that and practiced that a little bit, you get more adept at just accepting the fact that your mind races. And it took me a while. And quite honestly, maybe it shouldn't have, but I just felt awkward, you know, saying to people, you know, I meditate, or why am I meditating? What's wrong with me? I just accept the fact that it's not perfect, but it's like when you're trying to go to sleep and you can't go to sleep. If you get up in the middle of the night and you start working, you're dead. But if you stay in bed and say, you know what, I'm just going to force myself to stay in bed, sooner or later, most people will go back to sleep. And meditation to me is the same thing.
And so do you write it down when that idea comes in, or you just let it pass and assume it will come back?
You know, at this age and at this stage of my career, I write it down.
There you have it. On that note, Brian, I am sorry to say the interview's over, but we got more than we bargained for. What we learned about is the United Way and the incredible work it's doing, 75,000 211 calls a day, and helping all these organizations and CEOs. But the key is to operationalize anything. And then you heard it from Brian, and you could reach him directly if you want. It's actually meditation is one of the keys and the ways to think, because no one has a commute. Great having you on the CEO show, Brian.
Thanks, Robert.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.